line for a trade deal with China.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election for the China deal. But they want to make a deal now, and we'll see whether or not the deal's going to be right. It's got to be right. Look, China's been ripping off the United States for many, many years.
America's listening to Fox News.
In a moment of irony.
Well, I tried surfing Amazon.com, but my computer, it went stiff, and I needed those last-minute gifts. I tried Target, I tried Filene's, I tried Kohl's and JCPenney's, till there was only one place left, you know where I mean. By the time I got to Walmart, there was nothing on the shelf.
Talk 93.1 FM. We have a conundrum coming up. In fact, give it some thought now. If you want to call now, be one of the first in. Something that 3 out of 4 women keep in their wallet. Not nearly as many men do the same, but both do. They keep it in their wallet, but 3 out of 4 women, a surprisingly high number, keep it in their wallet. 272-9228. Is the number. $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
The official morning low this morning out at the airport was 30, the lowest wind chill factor 24. We're doing a little better than that at this hour. Sun and cloud mix today, not as windy as yesterday. That's nice. Chilly though. Way below normal. High temperature up to about 54. Mostly clear. Not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Low 60s tomorrow. Mid 60s on Thursday. Mostly sunny skies both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night, but really in the overnight hours. But a better chance of showers on Friday. I think showers are likely. I think we're in the 60s. Saturday looks dry. Maybe a couple of showers around Sunday. And then the big front comes through on Monday and Tuesday with showers and thunderstorms, and then a blast of Arctic air. It's about a week away, folks. Check out my morning video this morning if you want to hear more about some of the details. Right now this morning, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour. Wind chill factor 30. The actual temperature, 35 now, 805.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Is Walt going to try the conundrum?
Yes.
All right. Walt.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Hi.
You're on the conundrum here, right?
Yeah, I asked my expert here beside me.
Okay.
And she says stamps.
Stamps.
Stamps. That's a good guess.
I like that.
It's a very good guess, actually. Because you know what? Every time I've had to borrow a stamp.
Yeah.
I always get it from a woman who has one.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because they're bigger, they're practical thinkers than we are.
And this is certainly stamp season, right?
Yeah. It sure is. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
272-9228. What is this item that 3 out of 4 women keep in their wallet? Nothing naughty, please.
Yep.
806, let's see how the roads are doing. 727-2928.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have our morning slowdowns in place. I-65 southbound out of Prattville. That slowdown at 143 has got things backed up just a little bit. Going to be a couple of minutes getting through there. Also, I-85 southbound from Mount Meigs past Chantilly Parkway into Taylor Road. Slow going right there, but it is moving. Taylor Road's busy. Atlanta Highway very busy into downtown. Still a lot of congestion on 231 at the lights. Troy Highway is busy at the Boulevard. And I-65 and 85 busy at the interchange, but everything seems to be moving fine. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. Well, if there's going to be a Christmas puppy under the tree, better make its life complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor and outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy in a designated area of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Stupid news coming up. Another. I'm beginning to lose all my respect for the word expert because it's so abused.
Uh-huh.
And the experts are wrong so many times.
All right.
But it's another weight loss trick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something you might eat that could help you lose weight. But right now, we're going back to the excitement of this conundrum. 3 out of 4 women carry one of these in their wallet. Jeff, what do you think it might be?
Good morning, people. It's every receipt known to mankind.
Oh, receipt, yeah. Except you can only put in one CVS receipt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. In fact, the smart thing with that, thanks, is to take an empty toilet paper dispenser and just wrap it around one of those.
For CVS,
And recycle. Wow. Here is Ken.
Hey, maybe like what I carry in my wallet, is it a little love note from your kid?
Oh.
It's a great...
That's nice.
Like that. Yeah.
That's not what we're looking for, but that's really nice.
Well played, Ken.
I like that.
272-9228. 3 out of 4 women carry one of these in their wallet. Don R.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
You know, how are you?
I was going to tell you, the TV folks, the volume was better today.
Good. Oh, all right.
You must have tweaked it or either something happened on my end.
The volume may have been better.
And Leon's getting larger.
But your phone is kind of crackly this morning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just a little. So.
Anyway, how about family pictures?
Pictures?
Pictures.
No, that's not it. Thanks. Thank you.
Mick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Has anyone guessed lipstick?
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Wallet. Nope. Not a lipstick.
Nope.
This is, thank you for the call. 272-9228 while we're waiting for Jay to queue up a few more. A reminder and a thank you for the support we get from Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a company that restores choices to lives that have got that break that none of us like to even think could happen to us. Could be a drunk driver blowing a light, and all of a sudden you're in the hospital in traction and facing a long recovery. They step into those situations and make sure you return to a home that you can navigate, that's safely accessible. They do customized motorized equipment. They work with a lot of our wounded heroes returning home, facing recovery from injuries sustained in battle. Whatever the situation, it's a totally customized approach each and every time. Their House of Invention at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is where they developed the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles, that have put the driving option back on the table for some. Because people who find themselves facing these challenges, they have this fierce spirit of independency. And that's what Gulf States Mobility engages, so they can resume living a life with as many choices as possible. 514-6590 is their number. I always suggest, in appreciation of your own mobility, look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Back to the phones to Kevin. What do you think this is? 3 out of 4 women carry one of these in their wallet. What is it?
I would say a fingernail file.
Yeah.
Oh, fingernail file.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess, but that's not what we're looking for, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I wanted to guess, if somebody hadn't already guessed it, a Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid. Oh, that's a good one.
That is a real good answer.
Yeah, women are so practical about having those kinds of things handy. Yep. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Buddy.
Hi.
Good morning, Greg, gang.
How you doing?
Good morning.
What is this item that three out of four women have in their wallet? A coupon?
A coupon.
Uh-huh.
No, that's
a good guess.
That is a good one.
And generally, thank you, when I see somebody pull them out, it's in the wallet.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yes, sir, I'd like to say a spare key.
Oh, that's really good.
That's a very good guess, because, yeah, you can, it's a good place to hide it, too.
Sure.
Not it, though. Thank you. 272-9228 as we work our way down to Brent. Brent?
Good morning.
Hi.
Has anyone said, it's pretty obvious, credit card?
Oh, credit card.
It's the best guess
so far. We're getting warmer, I would say.
It's a good warm answer.
Yeah, we're getting warmer.
I'd say this is the first call that's raised the temperature. Thank you. 272-9228. So go with what Brent just said and see what you come up with. 272-9228.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. New charges in the Anaya Blanchard case. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes announced Ibrahim Yazid is now charged with capital murder. The medical examiner determined Blanchard died from a gunshot wound. Thousands attended the funeral of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams Monday. Several sheriffs spoke about Williams' character and his love for his community. Williams was laid to rest at McQueen Cemetery in Haneville. He was 62 years old. And the state's official Christmas tree has arrived at the state capitol. This year's tree is an eastern red cedar donated by the Allen family of Fitzpatrick in Bullitt County. Crews will now begin decorating the tree in time for the annual state Christmas tree lighting ceremony, December 6th at 5:30. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Phew. Glad I got through Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Well, they got me again, especially the store that said, everything in the store, 50% off. But in teeny tiny print, I missed where it said, except specialty items. Of course, those would be all the things I wanted. I even asked, is the entire store now only specialty items? So duped. How are socks with a fox on them a specialty item? They're socks. Fox socks. And Cyber Monday didn't go well for me either. I can never remember my password that they forced me to change to sign into their websites. If they just would have let me keep my very tricky original password, 123459, but I have no idea what it is now, so I had to make new ones that I'll never remember, and then I ordered a bunch of stuff I'll return. Well, at least I'm all ready for Tech Free Tuesday.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Yeah,
but I think that's the point. Hey, it's Three Men and a Bailey, Greg, Jay, Rich, and Bailey, the Wonder Dog, and we are working on a conundrum right now. Something that 3 out of 4 women keep in their wallet. Our best guess was credit card, and we go to Charles next.
What's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey. I want to say a concealed carry permit.
Oh, I like that. And I think that's a good idea. But not the answer we need. Thank you. And I got my Second Amendment thing in there, too. Jay.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
First-time caller.
All right. We appreciate that, man.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I tried to sell you cable about 30 years or so ago when you lived in those apartments by Montgomery Mall.
Okay.
You put on a few pounds, buddy.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Ouch.
That hurts.
Hey, gift card.
Gift card is not it. But Jay, Rich is very grateful.
Yeah, thanks for the wonderful call.
Hey, I put the weight on too, buddy.
Hey, buddy, see you
later. Forever.
You got big. God.
Jeez. See, that's the downside of being a known person. I've heard a few things.
There's
like
no
that.
No downside to that. There's just common courtesy.
Who would say that?
No, I've had mostly in the afternoon because that's kind of a free for all show. They make observations that aren't exactly flattering. Perry.
News Talk, who's this?
Hey. I don't know if this is an item or not, but Mad Money.
Mad Money.
News Talk, who's this?
Like, they're mad at their husband, and he gives them money to mollify them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, that's not it.
Thank you for trying. All right.
No,
Kuta.
Hey, Rich.
What's the first letter of your last name?
Yeah.
Man, you look good. You've lost weight?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
He has.
Thank you, buddy.
How about the driver's license?
That was for Rich.
But do I have more poundage than when I was 25 years old? Let me think.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Jeez.
But in those apartments, which mall was that?
That was
the old one?
Montgomery Mall near.
Yeah, how many years ago? 30 years ago?
It's in the 1980s. In fact, way on early in the 1980s. So I was.
Let me just say this.
I was 25 years old.
In the 80s, the mid 80s. Actually, into 1990s, my waist was a 32.
Yeah.
That will not happen again. So, anyway, Kuda, thanks for the call. 272-9228. And our next caller up to guess on this one is
Roy.
What's up?
Hey, Roy.
Morning. Morning, everybody.
Hi.
How about a check?
A check?
A blank
check.
That's
good.
See, that's another
That's
way
a good out. Idea.
It's not it, but it's
that's a great
another,
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not it. Way.
All right. Don wants another shot at this.
Okay, guys, y'all lucky because I'm 70 and I'm littler than I used to be. I'm 2 inches shorter and probably 20 pounds lighter. That ain't good.
As we get older, we shrink.
And Leon's getting larger.
We knew that was coming to injury.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right, Leon.
Yeah.
Anyway, sometimes I work the cash register at the store, and I would say change.
Change.
Okay. Coins. Yeah.
Coins. Not it. Good guess. Credit card was the best guess.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of that term is most applicable? 272-9228. David.
Gift card.
Gift card? We've had that already. You got another one?
Okay. All right, so what other kind of card?
What about a door key card?
Oh, that's good.
A door key card or a door key card?
Door key, like.
Sorry about that.
That's not it. That's not it.
Okay, take care.
Yeah.
So,
what kind of card could we be talking about?
272-9228. Hard shell. So, I got a feeling he's going to get this.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Yes.
Heard a lot of good guesses, a lot of my first thoughts, but has anyone guessed receipt?
Yes.
Yes. As a matter of fact, they have.
No, credit card was the best guess. So,
if it's not receipts, then how about an ATM card?
Oh, that's good. Nobody's guessed that, but it's not that.
Not an ATM. Sorry, man. 272-9228. How about this? 821 already. I didn't think this would go that long.
Yeah, it's.
Your name again?
It's pretty amazing because we've established now it's a card.
Yes. But what kind? That's the question that befuddles all.
Who's this?
All right, Walt, huh, is back.
Hey.
First letter of your last name?
I hadn't heard, but has anybody said debit card yet?
Yeah, I think so.
ATM.
I think so, yeah.
So, right. Yeah.
Okay, a birthday card.
Birthday card.
No, that's not it.
Nice try, Walt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, the tougher these get, the more people feel determined.
Right, I got it.
It becomes a thing. Dale.
How about a credit receipt?
Yeah, we've had that. But it's not that.
You think it's
When they've taken something back and they've got a
I got you.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for trying, though, man. But a lot of thought going into these. Daniel.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening? How about debit card?
No, we did. We got debit card already.
What kind of card?
It's not a credit card. It's not a debit
card. MasterCard. Discover.
What?
American Express.
Oh.
I got you.
At least you got a nice buzz going this morning.
Thanks.
Nice, Nicole. Nicole.
Good morning.
Hi.
You took all my answers. I don't know.
I mean, the word card is half the name.
Yep.
News Talk, who's this?
So think of something that requires a card.
News Talk, who's this?
The call.
I'm stopped.
You're going to die when you find out.
I do not have one of these
ATM
in my
card?
Wallet. No, we. It's not ATM. Okay. No.
Hang on.
I don't have one in my wallet.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I don't think I have one in my
Well, Nicole, we appreciate you trying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
What's that name on four? Shetty?
Shetty.
Shetty.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
What you think?
How about a Social Security card?
Oh, that's really a great answer. It's not what we're looking for, but we are so close.
Yeah, that was very
because
inventive.
That has card in it, the word card in it. So Security card.
Nice work. Right?
We're looking for another one, though.
Kevin.
Hi.
How about a bank account number? A card with the bank account.
Yeah, that's good. But that's not what we're looking for either.
All right, I'm going to go. Thanks for the call, Kevin. All right, I'm going to go full-blown match game on this. Blank card. Blank card.
I think they've got that.
Yeah, and can we say that the... I was going to... No, yeah. I better not say about the internet.
Let's just see.
No, but we got for people to be motivated.
Okay, all right.
To call.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we need to do here is we're going to... Take a quick look at the roads.
All right, you want to?
After I tell everybody about the best company to call. I just the other day when the front came through on Sunday, as you predicted, I was able to open the inside door of the house because we have a screen door there now.
Right.
It was so great to get all that fresh air because it opens to the northwest.
Right.
And that front came through and it just aired out the house. That fresh air makes a big difference. Jones Brothers put that in. Jones Brothers does all kinds of great things for your house, from repairing, replacing roofs, adding screened-in areas to the outside of your home. You know, they have a new material for roofing and those things that reflects the heat back up so you can use it year-round. And, of course, when it comes to repairing a roof that's got a leak, nobody's better. And they even have a professional touch-up artist who knows how to go in and remove the ugly stain that tells you you had a leak. And if you need your roof replaced, get it with people. We have 8 decades here in the River Region who will guarantee your satisfaction. Go to jbroof.com and see all the services they offer. But in there, you'll find 3 examples of homes and roofs they redid to make sure they left behind a satisfied customer. That's jbroof.com or call 800-264-8009. All right, we got time to take a couple here. Let's go to Grasshopper.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
I would like to guess business card.
Business card.
That's such a good guess.
That's a good one. Nobody's guessed that yet.
Yeah,
and it's got card in the name.
That was
an
excellent
guess.
That's good. T-Spear.
Man, he got my first guess.
Oh.
Oh, well, but I'm going to go with an identification card.
Identification card. Yeah. So it's not it. But we're
going to... Oh, well.
I hope you heard me apologize yesterday.
Oh, honey, we were all in a run yesterday. Yeah. I wasn't worried about it.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure.
All right. Oh, not a problem at all. See you later.
Thank you. All right, here's Alan.
How about library card?
He says that card is a library card.
That's what we were looking for.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Now, you know what? I don't know if I still have one tucked away somewhere, but it's now the internet has kind of made library cards. Well, I mean...
Yeah, I called my mom and asked her to tell me the cards in her wallet.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean a recent library card. But it's one of those things, if you have one, you keep it because you never know.
Right.
When you might have to go down there. So hang on, Alan, while Jay tells you all the excitement that you have to look forward to at the Seafood Bistro.
Oh...
That's right. I was going to yell it, but that's
no,
okay. I have my mic on now.
I suck at this job.
That's okay. You look better than you did 30 years ago.
Thank you.
I didn't know you 30 years ago. Oh. But, Alan, you're going to enjoy a fantastic lunch or dinner or even just, you know, maybe just get a craving. If you got a craving, you can fix it at the station. The Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road, just right down here from the radio station. 279-7500. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. And you can go by there and enjoy some of the fantastic appetizers. The fried pickles, I would suggest. If you want to just get some sides, you can't go wrong with fried okra. But they've also got fried cheese curds now, along with the fried green tomatoes. Don't forget those fish tacos that they've got on the menu now as well. They come with that fantastic rice. It's not rice that you can get as a side. It's not red beans and rice or anything like that. It's that dirty rice, that mixed rice, and it's so, so good. Check it out, The Seafood Bistro. Go online if you want to see pictures of all this food. Go to theseafoodbistro.com, where you can put in your order online and they'll have it ready for you. Maybe you want it delivered. Maybe you don't feel like going out. Then use one of the delivery apps on your phone. It is The Seafood Bistro, theseafoodbistro.com, and then don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Jay?
Alan!
Awaits your presence.
Yes.
All right, 828 Stupid News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you. Well, we have a downtick in the number of cars on the road right now, but still some pockets of congestion like I-65 southbound at 143. Not nearly the backup we had about 15 minutes ago. Still a little congested where Northern Boulevard hits I-65 southbound right at the River Bridge. Also, I-85 from Ann Street to about Mulberry. We have a little bit of a slowdown there. Boulevard is looking better. Atlanta Highway is looking a lot better all the way into downtown to Madison Avenue and on into downtown. Troy Highway and Eastern Boulevard still a little congested there. Use caution. No accidents to report at this time. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Christmas has got
what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Last year I had dropped a grand for your nice gold band. Then you told me you don't wear it cause it's bland. You said it's crap, it just goes to show you won't be spending more dough. Too bad you won't get something cheap from the catalog in the mail. Christmas is getting closer, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Stupid news. I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Goodell. You're familiar with The Mandalorian?
Yes.
About Baby Yoda.
It's got a little Baby Yoda in there.
Have you heard about this?
From the people who brought you wise old Yoda in Star Wars.
See through you. We can.
And Baby Yoda in The Mandalorian. Disney Plus presents Middle-Aged Yoda.
Pay the water bill, I must.
Middle-Aged Yoda. He lives in Akron, Ohio, drives a Toyota, and has a court order to see his kids every other weekend.
Grilled cheese for dinner, we will be having.
Middle-Aged Yoda. Coming soon to Disney Plus.
Glad you like that.
Just the whole, he lives in Akron, drives a Toyota, and has a court order to see his kids.
Of course he does. A Toyota.
Yeah, of course.
Yoda. Right. All right, who hasn't wanted to hear All Star by Smash Mouth played on Melons?
No one.
Some guy named Pupsy who lives in England hollowed out these melons. And
what was that acronym used on the TV segment today? Something PWTB.
Oh, the PWMBTs.
Yeah, there you go.
People with nothing better to do.
You know,
I hope that catches on. I may make shirts.
The thing about the melons, though, when one of those melons goes bad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Your music gets flat.
Yeah.
Check this out.
That happened as you got older.
You've heard stories in the past about planes discharging their frozen bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Bathroom.
Sure, in a big ice cube, blue ice cube.
And the whole idea is it's supposed to melt when it's plummeting from the... Uh-huh. Sometimes that doesn't happen.
Sometimes it does not happen, you're right.
Yesterday, the emergency evacuation slide fell off a Delta plane flying over Massachusetts on Sunday and landed in somebody's yard.
Caller reports there's an airplane piece in his backyard.
Kind of crazy. Who can know, like, there's something coming from the air and dropping into my yard, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty heavy. You can't even carry it. It just fell directly in my yard, so I don't even know what happened at that time. My house doesn't get damaged, and nothing major get damaged.
Fortunately, I mean, that's something that would have easily killed a car full of
people. Oh, my God.
My gosh, yes.
It could have been horrendous.
It fell in the yard of the Wang family, and... Mm-hmm. That is how you pronounce H-U-A-N-G. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
8:35.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. On a chilly Tuesday morning, we had frost right around dawn. Matter of fact, even well before dawn, frost was gathering on the car. Sun and cloud mix today. Chilly, but not as breezy as yesterday. That's good news.
Chile.
Yeah. Today's high, 54, which is cooler than Nicaragua. Mostly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature, 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Low 60s, then mid-60s on Thursday. Mostly sunny skies. Chance of rain late Thursday night, but a better chance of scattered showers on Friday. Back to dry weather Saturday. Right now, this morning, we have 35 degrees, west winds at 7 miles per hour, still a little bite in the air, wind chill factor 30 at 8:35. You used a word yesterday that I'm going to borrow. Over the holidays, sometimes driving our vehicles can lead to carnage. See, you used that yesterday, and I thought, yes, I'm going to use that. And it could be, carnage could be an accident, a scrape, a bump, an oops moment, a boo-boo, as I sometimes call it. And we're talking about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body that will take care of you because they are so meticulous at what they do. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body will take care of not only the damage you see, they're always thinking beyond that damage and what could be lurking behind that panel or under the chassis or, you know, under that that bumper. So give them a call, 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W is their phone number. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. They have been in business now for 35 years, and you can't be in business in the body and paint business if you're not doing things the right way, and they certainly are. They work well with the insurance company as well. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27-WRECK with a W. They will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant...
Wang!
I'm sorry.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
And we got somebody coming in to talk about art.
Oh, well, you're in the right place.
All kind of classy.
Yeah.
That you're going to use one about the radar being jammed. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that from...
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs, yeah.
So
Raspberry.
We will be looking forward to that. Our morning room nominee's coming up, too.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
A successful rush hour this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had no major problems on the rush inbound today. I-65 and 85 are back to normal. A speed limit trip through downtown Montgomery and the interchange. The Boulevard, we've still got a little bit of congestion in some spots from Atlanta Highway over to I-85. Right around Vaughn Road and Troy Highway in the Eastern Boulevard. Atlanta Highway has calmed down a good bit. We have no accidents to report anywhere at this time. Well, Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Thousands attended the funeral of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams Monday. Several sheriffs spoke about Williams' character and his love for his community. Williams was laid to rest at McQueen Cemetery in Hainville. He was 62 years old. New charges in the Anaya Blanchard case. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes denounced Ibrahim Yazid is now charged with capital murder. The medical examiner determined Blanchard died from a gunshot wound. And the state's official Christmas tree has arrived at the state capitol. This year's tree is an eastern red cedar donated by the Allen family of Fitzpatrick in Bullock County. Crews will now begin decorating the tree in time for the annual state Christmas tree lighting ceremony, December 6th at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalks so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Something very Koopal.
What?
Oh, man.
Koopal.
Well, Koopal this time of year is...
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, this is the season for being Koopal. A really cool event taking place in downtown Wetumpka, which I love. We have Carol Hickman, president of the Kelly Fitzpatrick Memorial Gallery, with us. To talk about, is this happening this coming weekend?
Yes, this weekend, Friday night and Saturday. Friday night from 5 to 8, Saturday from 1 to 8.
Okay, and this is the second year now.
Yes, we were so successful last year.
I'm so glad.
And I was so pleased with the amount of art that we sold. It was just fabulous. So we decided to do it again this year. We lost our gallery with the tornado because the police department had to take over our gallery space.
Yeah.
And so we're still looking for space. So all the money, all the artists that are selling things are giving a part of their proceeds for our building fund. So come out and support us. We need your help. Yeah.
So the police had to move into your gallery.
Yes.
January 17th.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes, it really changed the face of Wetumpka.
It sure did.
Hurt a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that are still hurting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is an outdoor?
No. We will be at 303 Hill Street, which is down by Coach's Corner. It's a little strip mall down by the river.
Know where that is.
And it, the building has been bought, and they've allowed us to use it. During this, during the artist market, there'll also be artists and candle makers and all kinds of things going on in downtown Wetumpka. Not just the Kelly's artist market. They're celebrating a Dickens Christmas.
Oh,
very nice!
And everybody's going to be dressed, including the artist, in costumes, period costumes.
A quilter.
Yes.
These are some pretty old school skills.
Yes.
That's cool.
Candle making, quilting, carvers, just not to mention regular everyday artists.
Well, these are great for them because it gives them a chance to put their stuff in front of people and build a following.
Right.
I used to enjoy going to those in Miami, and I collected a few original pieces while I was down there that I still have. Really nice. And also very festive. So there'll be chances to add like what you would call heirloom decorations for your Christmas.
Yes. There'll be, the artists will have everything from, I've got some things that are painted on Little Sam's wood. I don't know if y'all remember Little Sam's. It was an iconic restaurant in downtown Wetumpka.
Yeah, sure.
And when they redid it for the new restaurant, they... we collected some of the wood and some of I have some Christmas tree ornaments painted on some of the Little Sam's.
What a
wood.
Great idea. That's nice.
I like that.
And some other woods up from other buildings in downtown Wetumpka as they're redoing them.
That is cool. So let's go over the basics again. That's this Friday and Saturday. Friday night starts at what time?
5 o'clock to 8.
5 to 8, and then Saturday all day.
Yes.
Okay. So put that on your to-do list for the weekend. That sounds like a really, really terrific event. The 6th and 7th, downtown Wetumpka, in the building across from Coach's Corner.
Yes.
To get specific. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. We hope you have a bigger year than last year, and that next year, which would be, because it's a leap year, today's the 3rd, you'll be here on December 1st to tell us about the one coming up on the 5th and 6th.
Sounds great.
I got it all figured out. Wow. I've got everybody's life plan.
You're just amazing.
Hopefully you get it successful enough to get yourself a building.
Well, yes.
And, you know.
Yeah, anytime you have something going on, the door is always open here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
really
for coming.
Appreciate what you do. Mm-hmm. Thanks. 8:46, this will be, I think, our final Look of the Rose.
Well, a successful rush hour this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had no major problems on the rush inbound today. I-65 and 85 are back to normal. A speed limit trip through downtown Montgomery and the interchange. The Boulevard, we've still got a little bit of congestion in some spots from Atlanta Highway over to I-85. Right around Vaughn Road and Troy Highway in the Eastern Boulevard. Atlanta Highway has calmed down a good bit. We have no accidents to report anywhere at this time. Well, Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're really proud to announce our Christmas specials for $99 this year. Everything's 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold. Everything's $99. We have a Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, a beautiful diamond bar necklace, an infinity diamond necklace, and an oval diamond necklace. That's right. Four styles available in white, yellow, and rose gold. Everything with 14 karat chain. No one does this in America. Nobody. Come see us at Marguerite's $99 specials.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Translated, cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
It is 8:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's welcome former Secretary of State Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present your Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us, the practical wisdom of our countrified friend, Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
It's a weird group this morning. We start with Joe Biden, who had this to say on the
this
campaign.
This is so weird. Oh, my gosh.
I saw that made me aware when I was in law school. Proudly for Holloway. Proudly for your dad. First African American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about.
Pander a little more there, Joe. This is the weird
part. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
What?
So it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
Why would
they
you
look at it? So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
What?
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What?
That is the pathway to the White House.
That is the most bizarre soundbite
so weird
of all time.
Really, he's on his way.
For shizzle.
Okay, that's number one. Number two.
Such malarkey.
A woman on a flight in, guess what state? Guess what state? Being airborne does not exempt you from the laws of gravitational stupidity in the state of Florida. An American Eagle flight took off from Pensacola Friday. When it got in the air, a woman on the plane said she was having breathing issues, asked that they move her to a bigger seat. They did. But the pilot decided, since it was a medical emergency, he'd turn around and head back to Pensacola to get her some help. When they landed, she said she faked it. She just wanted a bigger seat.
Oh, you're kidding.
And now she's been made into a kind of like a gigantic ass. And then finally, if you're going to do Black Friday shopping at Kohl's, this guy grabbed his card with his 30% or what's the mystery discount and your Kohl's cash and all the 5,000 confusing things they put on it. Mm-hmm. The only problem is when he went to the Kohl's in Knightsdale, North Carolina, he was naked. And he wouldn't have been found had there not been a pungent aroma of marijuana wafting from his car that caught the attention of an officer who was just walking by.
But when you're naked, where do you put all of those Kohl's cards, Kohl's certificates, Kohl's... where do you put it all?
The back filing cabinet? I really don't know. Randy, who do you like? Who's the... I mean, we often don't put famous people in here, but come on.
Come on, Joe. Sometimes you got to know when to not speak.
Yeah.
I'm saying
don't go near Uncle Joe.
So you're voting for Joe?
I'm saying Joe.
Sure, I'll go the same way with Joe.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah, I think if you're running for office in the United States of America, talking about how you love kids jumping on your lap and your hairy legs in the pool.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
At 8:53, so that brings us to you, sir. We heard Deck the House with Boughs of Holly. You're the guy that could probably teach us how to make that happen.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sitting here reading about the alleyway of Arctic air. Barreling straight down from Canada. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
You're on the weather app.
I am on the weather app.
Yeah.
I rely heavily on that. You know, we farm hay, and luckily that hay season's over now. But
Yeah,
I do. I look at it often. And
Thank you.
Cold weather coming, so what we need to do is prepare for cold weather. And what that amounts to is be prepared to cover any outdoor plant that you don't want to suffer terribly from the cold weather. Pets, get something warm. We sell, for that, if you have a covered area, we sell mulch hay to make a warm bed for outside animals, dogs particularly.
Hey, what's up?
And also prepare for freezing water. Which, if you're having, if you have animals, large animals, drink out of tanks, we have tank de-icers for that.
Nice.
We have what's called turnout blankets for horses, which are designed to.
Yeah, you have a whole. I feel when I'm in your equestrian section there, I feel right at home because I spent a lot of time.
You know about that stuff.
Kind of like yours down in Davie, Florida, which is cowboy country next to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, of course, y'all probably didn't sell a lot of, or probably didn't need a lot of turnout blankets.
No, but there certainly were a lot of equestrians, that's for sure.
I'm sure, yeah.
And
we don't actually need them a lot here. But I think that little stretch coming here towards the end of next week, you know,
middle and latter part of the week, yeah.
No doubt. So, yeah, we're prepared for the cold weather. Hunters need to be looking at, if they're able to, need to be looking at supplemental their green fields with nitrogen at this time. Just pure nitrogen. That's the first number in the three-number designation fertilizer. And that's the one that'll make those deer love the green field.
Randy, we need your location and hours, please.
1154 South Memorial Drive. That's old Highway 31. We're about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's on the right-hand side. And 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
Randy, we appreciate you, man.
Hey, thank y'all.
Take care. 8:56. We'll see how excited...
Joey!
was with the birthday gift he got yesterday.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
The very next day.
Office party in the house tonight. All employees better show up on time. And you're gonna get drunk out of your mind. Office party at Christmas time.
That wasn't the one I wanted, but it'll do. He's talking to 3.1 FM. We have exactly 50 seconds left in the show. Here's Joey.
Hello, Greg. And when's our office party?
The 18th. Same night I'm having our listener Christmas party at Baumhauer's.
Oh, I love how you're double booked.
I'm going to ask Terry Adams. There's a conspiracy theory in place here to keep me out of it.
Well, that actually is plausible. Anyway, thank you so much for the birthday gift yesterday. Oh. I loved it.